Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Founding Ceremony of the Nation. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive into fascinating topics from the depths of Wikipedia, guiding you through stories that shape our world. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're photo-hopping into a painting with weighty historical significance, The Founding Ceremony of the Nation. Have you ever wondered how one painting can encapsulate the birth of a nation? Hard to imagine, isn't it? Well, today we're focusing on a vivid canvas that does exactly that. It captures a moment pivotal in Chinese history and perhaps answers why art is such a profound recorder of cultural evolution. Now let's set the stage. The painting, The Founding Ceremony of the Nation, was painted by a prominent Chinese artist named Dong Xiwen. It captures October 1, 1949, when Mao Zedong proclaimed the founding of the People's Republic of China from Tiananmen Gate. It's a day ingrained deeply in the collective memory of China and carries a blend of symbolism and ideological triumph. Given its importance, it begs us to ask, what layers of meaning exist within its strokes and colors? How does it reflect the socio-political climate of its time? Picture history snapping into place with a brush. When the artist Dong Xiwen commenced his work in 1952, commissioned to memorialize a new era, he drew from personal experience as he had been a witness to the ceremony itself. This personal perspective added an authentic, firsthand detail to his work. The painting showcases Mao Zedong in the foreground, exuding confidence and authority as he stands at the rostrum. Around him, pivotal figures of the Chinese Communist Party, notably Zhou Enlai and Liu Shaoqi, form a narrative ensemble that underscores the political aura of unity and vigor. Such a group portrait inherently carries the mark of ideological propaganda, capturing a moment designed to emphasize stability and strength. However, here's an intriguing twist. Did you know the painting itself underwent several changes over the years? Yes, that's correct. Certain figures were removed or replaced to align with changing political narratives. This invites us to question, can altered art truly reflect historical truth? Moreover, should art that changes with political tides be considered less genuine, or does it simply represent the dynamic nature of history itself? The painting measures a monumental 230 by 400 centimeters, a vast canvas that almost lures you into the scene. The backdrop denotes the magnificence of Tiananmen Square, combined with symbolic elements like the five-star red flag fluttering high, each star symbolizing a unique segment of the populace under communist ideology. While the grandeur and symbolism are undeniable, Dong Xiwen's painting isn't just about glorification. It opens up discussions on interpretation and artistic freedom under political influence. Imagine being an artist in a time when your work is not only art, but a declaration, a documentation, as well as a tool for mass mobilization. Reflect on this. How does one manage personal expression under the scrutiny of watchdogs, ensuring adherence to an ideological narrative? Xiwen's experience might well resonate with artists throughout history who've had to navigate similar pressures. What's notably fascinating is how it bridges generations. Today, in a rapidly modernizing China, the founding ceremony of the nation remains critically acclaimed and bears frequent reproductions in textbooks. But here lies another question for us to chew on. Does repetition lessen its impact? Or conversely, does it embed it more deeply in the national consciousness? In recounting this painting's history, we are invited to step back not just to admire the artistic talent, but to consider broader implications, the transformative power of political authority on personal expression, how collective memory is shaped, and how art stands against, or bends to, the shifting winds of political and societal change. As we admire art such as this, it's imperative to think, how do we ensure that art remains honest, incontestably free from becoming hollow within political straitjackets? Can we learn from the lessons that the history of art, like the founding ceremony of the nation, teaches us about resilience and expression? So here's a challenge to think about, dear listeners. What moments in your life deserve the honor of immortalization in art, and how would you capture them? As you ponder these questions, let's agree to protect the purity of art as both a narrative and mirror of our society, ever aware of its invaluable role in shaping, distilling, and dissecting our world. Thank you for joining me on this journey through time and art in Wikipedia. We'll be back to explore more histories and insights with you. Until next time, keep wondering and questioning. It's the art of being truly informed.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Founding Ceremony of the Nation. Thanks for listening. See you next time.